Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Who they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass?
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling. Father Time, you there with me?
Yo, I'm here, dude. What up?
Oh, okay. I was just trying to make sure, like, we were having some technical difficulties earlier.
Yeah. But we good. We good.
Oh, okay. 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 Slick Mick, what's happening?
Nah, bro, this ain't Mick, bro. What's going on, cuz?
Oh, shit. This is Slick Mick. Who this?
Yeah, this cousin right here.
Oh, what's up, Lamar? What's happening?
Not much, man. How you doing, man? Over here celebrating, trying to see how you doing. My brother just had his baby this afternoon.
Yeah, I seen that. Tell old Piggy Smalls I said congratulations.
Yeah, man. Like I said, hey, we just call in and whatnot, talk shit to you a little bit. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. How you been, brother?
I'm good, man. Hey, got me another gig. Riding out here, expedition right now. I'm going all right.
Oh, you're doing it big. Okay, that's what's up.
I'm trying to do things, man. I'm just trying to grow up and be like you.
Oh, man, shit. You well on your way, young brother. You well on your way.
Yes, sir. What's your topic about tonight? You know, I'm always ready to talk some shit.
Yeah, I know that. I know that's for sure. Well, we said we're going to pick up from when we left off yesterday. We had a couple of people on here yesterday that was going hard on the topic. So, anything you want to elaborate on it?
I don't even know what the topic is. What's the topic be?
No.
Well, it was basically it was relationships.
Oh yeah, you know I need that one right now. Relationships ain't shit.
Okay, why you say that?
Because I've been married for 7 years and it ain't got me no damn well yet.
Okay, now you know what? That brings up the topic from last night. If it's so bad, why you still there?
Because, man, I love her, man. I'm a captain and saver right now. Well, she ain't no old, though. But, no, on some real talk, though, no, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm just being real. I ain't even joking right now. Not for my kids, man, because as long as my kids there, bro, I ain't trying to do my kids bogus. But shit do got to happen, like, real quick, because I'm ready to sign them papers if not.
So you say you're there for the kids?
Yeah, man, I love my kids, man. That's all I got right now in this world. No, besides my mom's and all them, I love my kids, man. And I ain't lie to you, I tolerate with this crazy motherfucker because of my kids.
Okay.
Hey, this is Peaches. Let me tell you something, baby. Just because the kids are there, I mean, you got to
feel Peaches.
Wow, baby. Hey, where you just come in from?
All right, can you just introduce
yourself? Go ahead. Hey, I'm always going to listen. Go ahead.
Hello.
Well, this is Peaches. Hey, what's happening?
I was waiting on him to finish talking, but I'm just saying, honestly, I mean, I know you love the kids, but you ain't got to be unhappy.
Yeah, that was great at too, but I totally agree
you can get
with
your
too.
Own place, you know what I'm saying, get your kids over there, or y'all can have joint custody, or you can go see them, or, I mean, whatever, but you ain't never got to be unhappy. I'm with the not being unhappy syndrome right now. So if you want to be happy, baby, go be happy. Them kids understand and love you. They know daddy got their back. But
yeah,
you be happy.
Too,
you got
to
make you happy
first, or
you ain't going to make nobody happy.
And that's what's up, and I ain't going to lie to you. As long as I pay $706 a month child support, I guess I'm happy at home. Because that child support come back home. As long as when I leave, now I got to pay rent and $706. And that right there, that really makes me unhappy.
Right.
You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you like this. This is my look on it. I mean, some things, and I think this was kind of like the debate yesterday. I mean, I know you. You my family. I know you. I know what you done did. I know what didn't. You know. I mean, some things you tolerate because shit. Let's face it. We all did some fucked up shit. Sometimes we reap what we sow. You know what I'm saying? But in every case, I don't think every case tolerates. Because you're not happy, it's time to just leave the situation. I mean, my thing is this. If he's standing there and he's saying, okay, I could tolerate it, then do what you got to do, bro. I mean, if you feel like that's the place you need to be, stay there.
Man, I think it's the cheapest place to be. You know what I'm saying? That's real. I think it's the cheapest place to be at this moment. You know what I'm saying? Right now, finances or whatnot, I ain't in the best situation. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting it like I was getting it, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago. So since I ain't getting it like that, that little bit of chunk, man, that's a big chunk, bro, coming up out of my pocket, you know what I'm saying? But then on top of that, you know, once you pay child support, yeah, your kids still call you, asking you, telling you, I need this, I need that. Shit, that's more money, nigga. That 706 just went from, that 706 just went from 706 to like 1015.
Hey, trust me, I know, bro. I truly, truly, truly know exactly what you're saying.
And I understand, too. My son dealing with the same thing. But, like my famous word, to each his own, but you got to be happy. If you're not going to be happy, the kids ain't going to be happy, ain't nobody going to be happy. He paying child support, too. And like he tell his kids, you know what I'm saying? Man, whatever you need, I'm here for you. To me, child support is a waste of time. And I mean, I'm not knocking none of the women's because I'm a woman, but I'm with the men's on a lot of stuff when it comes to child support because some of these women out here, I can't see the kids. You know what I'm saying? If I can't be with you, you can't see your kids. And you know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of drama.
Yeah, I feel you on that. No, that's what I said. That's real talk, you know what I'm saying? That might have came in on the discussions I was already thinking about. Ain't that a bitch?
Well, hold on.
But you know what?
Hold on, man. 1 second. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Not much.
Hey, look at store.
Hey.
How you doing there?
I'm very well. How's everyone doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, now, what would you
stand up? No, I was just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, yeah, I mean, happy is one thing, but you know what I'm saying? With that finance thing, that's a whole nother, you know? Like I said, I mean, see, guys know me, you know what I'm saying? And guys know, man, look, hey, I've been through a lot of shit in my marriage, in my relationship, you know what I'm saying? Where people tell me a long time ago I should have left, you know what I'm saying? But, man, that damn dollar. Plus, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm a sucker for it, bro. I hate to see my ass cry, and it's like he pulled my ass right back in there.
You know what, man? Let me say something, man. I'm pretty sure everybody probably gonna disagree with this, but I don't give a shit. What the fuck? I don't think I love my daughter. I love her to death. To be with her and her mother is not worth sacrificing my happiness. You know what I'm saying? Because if I would have stayed with her mother, I would have been miserable. So I couldn't use the excuse, well, we together, just because we together.
Hello?
Did y'all hear him?
Yeah. No, what? You know what I'm saying? Look, but that's real talk, though. And I feel it.
Yeah.
I really do. No, nigga, on anything I love, I feel that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I really do. But at the same damn time, boy, not, I mean, man, come on, man. Like I said.
I didn't hear the last thing he said. What was the last thing he said?
Okay, listen. What I'm saying is I'm not going to stay with my daughter's mother just because of my daughter. I love my daughter, but if I'm not happy, you know what I'm saying? If I'm in an unhappy relationship, that's going to affect her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Cause I'm walking around, I'm going to be mad all the time, laughing about little shit all the time because I'm unhappy, but I'm only there because of my daughter.
I go to sleep. See, every night that my daughter go to sleep, real talk, even when I get off of work, my daughter know one night that daddy about to come up there, kiss on her jaw and everything, make sure she sleep, and when she wake up, she like, yeah, daddy there, no matter what the bullshit I get in the street. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, when I can't see my daughter every day, when I can't see my son every day, that shit right there is fucked up because I ain't gonna lie to you. I got that mentality or whatnot that ain't no nigga about to sit up there and tell or teach my kids or whatnot what to do. It can't happen with man on the real because that right there would shut my ass right back to jail.
Let me ask you this time. Okay, I heard what you're saying, and for all practical purposes, that could be true. But did you or did you not give it a chance to work?
Hold on a second, man. We got a lot of background. I can't hear nothing you're saying.
I can't hear nothing either.
Is somebody outside or something going on?
It ain't
somebody.
Me. No, it ain't me. I'm sitting right here in the crib, boy. Now I'm in my dining room.
Hold on, let me see if I can find it, man.
There was somebody in the car.
Okay, there we go. I found it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
My thing is this. I feel like this. All right, and I understand your point of what you're saying, but you gave it that chance before. You gave it that chance. Well, let me see what's going to happen. And if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? But in order to
right.
see You know what I'm saying? But you got to see first. You can't, I mean, and you didn't run. You didn't run at the first indication of trouble. I mean, you didn't. I mean, none of us did. I didn't run at the first indication of trouble. You didn't run at the first indication of trouble. And, I mean, it'd be so easy for to tell people, well, man, if it ain't working out, man, just let it go. Well, I mean, you got to also look at it. I'm just a firm believer of before you jump out there talking about, well, I can't deal with this, I can't deal with that, sit back and look at the shit you done did yourself that may help cause this whole situation.
I know it. And I'm going to be real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I ain't got no reason to put my shit on the table just the other day. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm with the nanny, and I hope she don't get to this damn station. But I'm going to deny my shit. You know what I'm saying? The other day, I ain't going to lie to you. I went out there, they gave me a white bitch and a black bitch. Nice little threesome we had going on. I fucked around, left one of the condoms in my pocket. I goes home, go to sleep. She wakes through my goddamn thing and looks through my shit, and she finds my fucking condom. The condom that I left, the one that I did, she left the shit in my truck. But, nigga, you know, the next day, her ass sits up there, and she leaves out. She comes her ass in at 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning, bro. Over condom, I told her that she was my brother. You know what I'm saying? It's my story, and I'm sticking it to it. You know what I'm saying? Straight to it. So I'm like, you ain't even give me a chance to explain the shit. So I ain't going to lie to you. The day after that, the very next day, this right here was what? Sunday night. I went to the state line, and I stayed out to fucking 8 night, the night after that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't take my ass home that whole night. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't even winning on him that time, but I did what I did. I was out there. You know what I'm saying? Just drinking. She's my brother. You know what I'm saying? And she's up there. She's still tripping on me. So like I said, come on now. This right here is 15 years being with somebody. 7 years married.
All right, but two wrongs don't make a right, baby.
I understand that. But just because you found some homie or whatnot don't mean you got to go fuck. And that's what's in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
And
you're
right. But, you know,
okay.
Two wrongs don't make a right. What's up, Cass?
Hey,
buddy. As a man.
I mean, in 15 years, you don't think she knows you and you know her? You don't, I mean, let's be honest. In 15 years. And
yeah, I know that.
I know you. I know you, and I know she knows you. 15 years now. 15 years. You honestly going to sit here and tell me that in 15 years, you really expected her to believe that? I mean, 15 years of you being you, you really thought she was going to really believe that was your brother's condom.
Yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, truth be told, I ain't messed around in probably like 8-9 months, something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, 15 years ain't no way in the hell. She supposed to hear me believe that. But at the same damn time or whatever, come on, man. Like she said,
all
right,
well,
ain't no damn wrong. So evidently it was not. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. When she came in at 9 o'clock in the morning before I left the house, but I left. She came in at 9, I left at 9:15. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I had a case of being in the crib. I took the only case with me, and I said, you know what? Fuck you, who you is, or whatever, and I'm gonna go out there and do a divorce. And that's what I said. I ain't mean that shit, though. And now, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, tomorrow, Thanksgiving. What's she gonna be at? She gonna be with her people Thanksgiving, I'm gonna be with my people Thanksgiving. That's a fucked up situation, man. And that shit do fuck with my head. I can't see myself, I can't see my woman sleeping with no other nigga, you know what I'm saying? I can't do it.
Well, like I said, man, you gotta weigh out your options on that. That's why I say a lot of people be quick to say, well, if this, I mean, you got, I'm a firm believer of, you gotta look at what you do first before you can sit there and point your finger. I mean, I'm not gonna say I practice what I preach at every moment, but I try my best to. Before I sit here and say anything bad about you, or what you ain't, you know, what you did to me, or is that another? I got to think about what the fuck did I do to even, did I do something to cause the situation?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have preferred the shit left me before my even second child came on. You know what I'm saying? Because shit left me a long time ago. I mean, I was a fucked up individual when we was together. You knew that. She said, I drank too much. When I met you, I was drunk. On your birthday, I was drunk. When we got married, shit, after that, I got drunk. So now you say I drink too much, but you know what kind of character I am. You know what I'm saying? You know what I do. You know what I'm saying? But at the same damn time, though, every fucking bill in that motherfucking house paid. All you gotta pay is your insurance and your fucking cell phone bill.
Yeah, I guess it didn't help being related to me, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you know what I'm saying. I guess you're right, because the way I look at it now, whatnot, it seems whatnot like shit. Like the only reason the whatnot that she actually stuck around with me all this time, whatnot, because she knew damn well that she was gonna be in the house, she was gonna have a roof over her head and fucking food on the table, no matter what I did.
You got to look at yourself now. What do you want to do? I mean, that all boils down to what you want to do, because you didn't do some fucked up shit. From what you're saying, you didn't do some fucked up shit. She didn't do some fucked up shit.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm telling you straight up. Damn, I ain't even know I was coming to this conversation, but yeah, I love my wife to death, bro. They think I love my wife. But these bitches, man, fuck. It's something about these bitches. No disrespect to the females on the phone. But you know what I'm saying? It's like shit. You know what I'm saying? The shit that they do for me, they do shit or whatnot that my wife don't do. And I like that shit. But I like going home or whatnot, being a family man at times too. You know what I'm saying? So my shit is confused.
Okay. All right. So, let me ask.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on a second, man. Something you just said kind of stuck with me. So let me ask you about it. You say you want to be a family man sometimes?
No. Man, if I could sit up there and I could believe or whatnot, that, you know what I'm saying, my old lady right there, and she ain't there with me for the wrong reasons, and she'll shut the fuck up sometimes. See, that's all she got to do. She don't understand. If she shut the fuck up sometimes, then I won't even walk out the door. When I walk out the door, that's when I meet bitches. But she don't know when to shut the fuck up sometimes. I mean, when you wake up, man, come on. When I wake up, you know what I'm saying, I make breakfast and shit for the whole family. When I'm baking eggs, when I'm cooking eggs and making bacon, I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, dog, let me ask you a question, man. Now, based off of what you're saying, you having a rough time at home. Now, I understand, you say you've been married how long? You say 15 years?
I've been with her 15, been married 7.
Okay, you've been married 7 years, you've been with her 15, and you're miserable.
It sounds like that, don't it?
That goes back to my original question. Why are you there? You sound like you're so miserable, man. Just from what you're saying. I mean, maybe I'm
mishearing
you.
No, it ain't that. Y'all ain't heard the magical numbers. I feel 706 a month.
Okay,
what do you want out of it, baby? What's your name?
They call me Lil.
Okay, what do you want out of it, baby? What do you want out of it?
My money back.
You. Okay. So it's a money thing.
No, it ain't no money thing, because like I said, I'm not about to sit up there and sugarcoat it. I'm not about to lie and say, you know what I'm saying, I don't love my wife. Yeah, I talk about her.
If your wife come back and say, here go your money back, and you can take your kids, would you do that?
Yeah, shit, shut the fuck up.
Well, see, now you have something else. I mean,
you know what?
It's like a win and lose situation with you.
See, as long as I'm in that house, that 706 pay them bills. They pay some of them bills. So... I want her to just shut the fuck up sometimes. I'm being real. Shut the fuck up,
well,
and quit.
What
is
she complaining about?
Everything. Well, damn. You went over your mother's house at 9. You came back at 11:30. What bitch is
right.
This?
So do you think she cheating?
You know what? I don't know. But, I mean, she has in the past. You know what I'm saying? So by her doing it in the past, so it's not shit. I don't put shit past nobody.
Well, y'all having communication problems and trust issues. And y'all really need to, you know, let the kids go somewhere one day and just have a date. Go on a date. Start all over. Take it one day at a time.
Man, it's been 10 years. You think I ain't tried to start all over 3, 4, 5 times already? I done tried that shit.
Well, y'all know what? Y'all need to just be friends.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
man, that's your
question, dog.
And I want my tax money, too.
Let me ask you a question, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say all she do is this, right?
That's it, bro. But
okay,
I'll be honest. I gave her a reason to bitch because, yeah, I did. I ain't going to lie to you. I cheated first.
Was she bitching in the beginning? When y'all first hooked up?
No, because at first or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, everything was pitching and cream. I wasn't fucking around on that first. Well, after, you know what I'm saying, like the first year. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, then I found out
what
last year.
Okay, out of y'all 15 years together, what year did she start bitching at you all the time? What year was it? Was it year 2, year 3?
Yeah, about year like two. In the middle of year 2. No, this right here is where it all started from. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm being real. We sit up there one day, and like the first year of being together, when we sit down there and shit, I'm talking all my business. We sit down there one night, and we talking and shit, and I'm like, so be real with me. I'm like, your ex nigga or whatever. I'm like, you still love this nigga or whatever? And she told me, yes, she still got love for him. So I just took off. I'm like, all right, really? And she's like, yeah, but I'm with you, not with him. And I'm like, all right, but you sit up there and you still got love. So that took my mind to a whole motherfucking different kind of way. So I started fucking around something stupid. Because I ain't about to be, like I said, I ain't about to look like no damn fool. I'm sitting up there trying to be right. Being real with you, I ain't even know I was getting married.
Well, you was saying that question. Yeah, you don't look like no fool, but you stayed there.
Yeah.
And here's my question. If you weren't prepared for whatever her answer may have been, why did you ask the question?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I ain't even know I was getting married at the time. We were sitting up there, we had discussions, she's like, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? We've been together for about, like, 6, 7 years now. She's like, we've been staying together all this time, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, she talked on these hints, so I'm like, I guess you're right, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, she's like, we got kids together now. I'm like, all right, well, I'm like, what you trying to say? She's like, I think we should get married. So next thing I know, shit, 2 years after that, I'll say it, I do.
This is my
did
thing,
you
man.
Say I
this
do
is,
from
this.
Your heart, or did you just
yeah.
say I do just to be saying it?
No. I mean, I said I do, and the reason why I'm still sitting up there right now, sitting up there with her, cause my mom's sitting up there like, well, yeah, but she keep you sane. She's like, as long as you with her, you sane, you cool.
But that's an excuse.
No, excuse is $706 a month. That's an excuse.
No, that's
okay,
an excuse. If you wasn't ready to get married, baby, you shouldn't have got married. If you wasn't ready in your heart, can't nobody make you do something that you don't want to do. You're a grown man.
Yeah, but like I said,
what's
I love
it. What's the $760 for?
Child support.
Child support?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're staying with the woman that you're paying child support to?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because I ain't going to lie to you. Everything is easy. Just like right now, I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? We done been through this before. Right now, I'm legally separated in the system. So as long as I'm paying the child support and they don't know that I'm staying with her right now and me and her back together, man, I get all kind of food stamps and everything else. Man, I'm taking advantage.
Okay, but are you getting any parts of this $760 when it comes in the house?
When I'm in the crib, I'm getting all of it. That check
comes, that check
go to her, and then it goes right to the bill. So I ain't tripping on that as long as I'm in the crib. But I ain't gonna lie to you, though. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm paying all this money and everything, you know what I'm saying? And then this right here happened. I got a cake baking because, see, right now, ain't nothing in that crib in my name. So, therefore, I'm waiting. See, like I said, I've been to jail. I could do it. I'm going to sit up there in front of that damn judge. I'm going to tell that judge, look, judge, we've been taking advantage of this whole motherfucking government system. So, I'm going to look over here and tell him, look, I'm going to help you fill out your commissary sheet because we both going to jail. I'm going to tell him, yeah, we've been fucking y'all over for a couple of years, man. Real talk.
Okay, wait a minute, man. I want you to understand something, dog. You said, you basically there because of the child support.
No, I'm there because I do love her.
And
my kids.
Okay, but let me ask you this. When the child support money comes in, it goes to the bills, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so whether you're there and unhappy or not, the money is still going to to the bill. You're not getting any of that money back anyway.
No, not necessarily, because if you sit up there and if I say divorce and everything, and if we move our separate ways, I got to get my own career. So then I got to pay my own rent, and she still, and I still got to go up to 706 a month. You know how much that shit is?
But you're still missing the 706 regardless.
Yeah,
no,
but right,
no,
now,
you're
not, right
you're
now,
saying
I'm not
it,
missing
Simon.
It. Yeah, he ain't getting it right
Simon,
now. I'm
you
not missing
understand it. If, right, if he's, he, what he's saying is if he stay there, okay, that 706 to come in, that goes to the bills. That kicks in on the bills. So whatever he
right.
got in his pocket, whatever he got in his pocket, you know, he might have to put a, he might have to come a little extra, maybe $100 or $200 out his pocket, okay?
Right.
But now if he leave, he got that 706. Then he still got to come out. Let's just say another $500 or $600 just for him to go find him an apartment or something.
And that's not including the damn NIPSCO and everything else that come with it. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
now I'm going
I
from
mean,
$1,300 to $1,400. Then, like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you was listening. Then, like I said, I love my kids so much. Well, not my kids, even though they're getting there, my kids come in and be like, look, Daddy, I seen these Tams or I seen this, and they want it. Then I got to come out of my pocket for that. So that's some more money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm spending way more money outside of the house than I'm spending inside of. So that's going to keep me, what you call it, broke-ass niggas.
But do they have everything they need already at home? Do they have everything they need?
Everything. As long
okay,
as I got
so
the 706 coming in the house,
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, this is just my opinion. When they want something, be like, well, baby, you already got it, and ain't nothing wrong with what you got. You know what I'm saying? You got it, then you got to start throwing some school on them. Like, it's people out there that ain't got nothing. It's people out there that's homeless that need something. Y'all got everything you need. You got a roof over your head. You got clean clothes. You got brand new shoes. You just can't get them right now. Sometimes you got to say no.
Okay, I understand that. But that's still that's still extra money. And my kids understand that. You know what I'm saying? My kids, my son wants that Xbox One right now. And I told him, look, son, right now we got to do the 360 or whatnot until this little tax check come out. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll try to get you the Xbox One. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said,
I ain't even got an Xbox One.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, on the real, though, like, my kids understand it. It's her. Because she always thinking and whatnot. Like I said, I ain't gonna lie to you. I have been out there, and I went out there, and I done probably blew $400 or $500 out there. You know what I'm saying? Strip club, boat, or whatever the fuck it was. But see, now every time I sit up there and I say I ain't got it, she say, "Well, I spent it elsewhere. Well, I'm spending with another bitch, not knowing or whatnot." That all I sit up there and spend with a bitch is what we get a flip of cognac. That's all. That's all it takes.
All right,
I
so, brother,
I don't think it's not worth my happiness.
I mean, so I guess the bottom line, brother, what do you want to do? I mean, all bullshit aside, all the hoopla, do you want to stay at home with your wife, or do you just want to leave?
I want to stay at home, but I'm not happy. I love her, but I'm not happy. And that's the bottom line.
All right.
So I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know what to do. I don't even know how to break it down to where that I want to leave. It's a bad time. You think about it. You got Thanksgiving right now, Christmas next month, her birthday next month. It's a bad time to sit up there and call it quits.
But you're thinking
okay, so
about everybody else's
you
feelings but yours.
Hold on. Let me ask you something, dog. Let me ask you. You said something earlier about in the streets that, you know, that the girls in the streets do more than what she do. So what if she...
Yeah, that's temporary.
I mean, what if she catered to those needs? Would you want to stay there?
If she catered all them needs, I bullshit you not. I'll be there. But ain't no such thing as a perfect woman. I want, man, what reason do I have to go out there in the streets? See, I ain't gonna lie to you. Once in my life, I found, I ain't gonna lie, I'm just being real. Out of all the women I've never been with in my life, I said, and I can tell you, man, I can tell her, man, sit the fuck back, man, calm down. But this one, man, the one I married, man, she got my motherfucking head, bro. It's like, shit, I know I'd be right. And then she just flipped the whole fucking script. And then make me believe I'm wrong. So that shit got me thinking. I'm like, what kind of shit is this? She made me feel like I'm a little bitch.
Well, that's
I don't know. Like I said, I ain't even being honest with y'all, I ain't even always get on this damn on this station tonight. I was talking to my auntie over here, and she was like, "Yeah, well, you want to get on here and talk?" Because that's what happened. The conversation went on that, and then I did. I kind of like spilled more information or not than I wanted to, but I did because I guess it's like, you know what I'm saying, relief off my chest. And when it all boiled down to it, I guess the whole conversation was for nothing because I still don't know what the fuck I want to do because I still want my fucking money.
But you want your cake and pie and eat it too, baby. But it's going to be all right because you got to make you happy, whatever makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Then you make your kids happy, and then you get your good down-to-earth woman that does A to Z. But right now you got to make you happy because if you ain't happy, the kids ain't going to be happy because they're going to see you stressed out. They're going to see y'all arguing all the time, and then they're going to be stressed out.
Now hold on. Now, I got to just play devil's advocate in this. I mean, I hear everybody always saying that you got to make yourself happy. You got to make yourself happy. But at the same time, don't we all sacrifice for our kids? I mean, it's a lot of times where, if it came to making myself happy, I might go buy this for me and say, well, screw this, screw that. I mean, everybody can't just be happy. Okay, I got to make myself happy. Sometimes a lot, and it is more times that you're going to have to sacrifice than you are to make yourself happy. I think we all done went through it.
And I understand what you're saying. True. What I'm saying is, y'all sound like y'all a little older than me and everything. And my thing is this, I'm 33 years old. And already I've been going through this shit for 15 years, so I ain't trying to be fucking 50 or not, just trying to find my fucking freedom. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm going to let you in on a secret, dog. In order for you to move forward, you got to realize you ain't getting the money back, man. You ain't going to get it back, dog. You got to move on from that. It's not going to come back to you, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I paid child support for 18 years. My man paying child support is not coming back. You got to get past that.
Nah, you ain't getting that money back.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you like this: the quicker that you can learn to live without that money, the better off you'll be.
Exactly. Great ass fucking point.
Amen.
Beautiful ass point.
Like
you ain't getting the money back, man. Get over it.
I'm not doing like my brother told me earlier. My brother said, "You know what, bro? Yeah, like, bro, he's like, man, you ever notice what or not that when y'all split up, you were a happy dude. You're like, man, you good people. You're like, when you go back, some other nigga don't even know." So I pretty much know my answer now. I just got to go ahead and end this shit in the right way and then just stack my bread up and then just move the fuck along. Call it quits.
Well, don't end it till you got your money right. Because if you end it too soon and she, like, get the fuck out, then you kind of fucked.
Yeah, that's what I said. That means March. I need that tax check.
And do what you got to do, man. But you ain't getting none of that child support back, bro.
Thank y'all, fellas, for speaking with me tonight, man. I really appreciate it. Even you, Miss Lady, and all the other Miss Ladies. Yeah, I'm about to be single in a minute. Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing?
You ain't talking to us.
Yeah, I know I ain't talking to you. I said Miss Lady, nigga. I ain't talking to none of y'all, nigga. Anyway, she must have been gone or whatever, but it's all good. Yeah, it's all good, though. But
I know, but you're going to be all right. You know, but like I say, too, you know, don't worry about that money. That's the root of all evil, baby. But you're going to be all right. You just take care of your kids and do the best and be the best father that you can be. And just make yourself happy, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, in the long run, baby. So, you know, I don't know, because I just can't speak for nobody. I can just speak for experience. Start over on a date, and if that don't work, y'all just wasn't meant to be together, even after all them years. And if she keep on complaining somebody's not doing something right, then, baby, what am I doing wrong? Talk to me. Don't holler at me. Don't talk at me. Listen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all good. Well, like I said, all right, Mom,
in the long run, you're going to make your own decision and do whatever makes you happy in the long run. I mean, you might listen to everything everybody's saying, but in the long run, you're going to do what you got to do for you.
Right.
And that's what you ain't saying shut the fuck up right the fuck, because you know don't shut the fuck up. You say it right, she gonna shut the fuck up.
Yeah, right. hey, look, cuz, you might just gotta put a little bit more bass in your voice. You know what I mean? Growl it out. Don't fuck up.
Sometimes take a nice approach. Be like, baby, look, right now, in a good time, I don't want to call.
Man, fuck that nice approach shit. You didn't, now I didn't see him go, no, I didn't see him firsthand do the nice approach. That nice approach ain't getting him nowhere. And you going to have to growl.
No.
You don't have to cry like a motherfucking lion.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Hell yeah. I mean, because I can tell y'all firsthand, she don't particularly care for me. He can't even come. He can't come within 50 feet of me.
That's bad. That is bad.
I mean, but she really wild because she know about his past. So every time she be like, well, this right here where you learn from, nigga. I learned from the best. Thank you, cuz.
Right. And he's a good guy, but I'm just saying, sometimes you just mess her up. Come with a nice approach. Don't holler none today. Don't fuss it. I'm just trying to teach you, baby. I'm an old school girl, and I'm just trying to tell you what I know. Go in there and be nice. Man. When she start hollering, be like, baby, it's okay. Have a seat. I mean, you got to play psychiatrist on it sometimes. Just reverse the cycle sometime, baby. Don't holler at her. Don't fuss at her. She going to be like, well, damn, what's wrong with this nigga? Let me go somewhere. Shit, I'm scared. Now let me go sit down somewhere. I'm telling you, right.
I'm
going to
say, what the fuck they do that at?
Exactly. Grab that put your hands on her, but you give her that look like, motherfucker, I will break your motherfucking neck if you don't get the fuck out of my way. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie to you. Like, right now, what you talking, man, that shit ain't going to get you nowhere. That shit, you know where they get you? They get you from 706 a month to 915 in jail time.
Right.
So, but it's all understood, though. No, I ain't saying like I said, we was calling or whatnot for the first place. The whole main reason we called or whatnot, we was trying to say whatnot, he was coming home for the holidays.
Holidays and be nice and don't throw no turkeys and legs and chitlins and all that stuff at each other. Just enjoy
fuck that. Flip the table over. Flip the motherfucking table over. Flip the goddamn table over.
Yeah, that was bad. Sound like a plan to me, bro. For real.
And then when you go to the table, up, y'all ain't going to have no food to eat.
I ain't worried about
I know.
I was about to say, hey, my movie cooking right now, and it's smelling good.
Exactly. So, shit, that's why I say you got a place to eat.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That food is better than your mama's homework.
No way in hell.
Right, see?
Yep. But look, like, somebody gonna get off y'all line, man. Y'all have a peaceful conversation. I don't know if I get into some shit or whatnot, I might call back in.
All right, that's what's up, Luke. All right,
Nick, all right, it was nice talking with you.
All right, and Nick told me to tell you what's up, too.
All right, tell us what's happening. Tell him as soon as I touch down that though, I'll be there to holler at him. All
right, that's what's up. All right, then. Y'all be easy, bro. All right,
bro.
Peace.
All right,
man, on that note, man, I'm
finna
play a song, man. It's an old school song. Y'all probably don't remember this one, but I do.
Welcome back, Nikki.
Welcome back, y'all. That used to be a tight ass song.
Hey, straight up, that's I love Purple Rain.
That shit used to be bumping, boy. Dollar Nikki. Chris said he woke up, all he found was a phone number on the stairs.
And said, thank you.
For a funky time. Hey, Prince was... I'm telling you, if it weren't for Prince, motherfuckers wouldn't be doing freaky shit, man. Prince was the first motherfucker to bring that freaky shit out.
Straight up.
In my opinion, anyway.
I feel
I
you.
I got
you.
He just brought it to the motherfucking, to the stage. Motherfucker was still doing freaky shit because he had to learn it from somebody.
R. Kelly,
okay.
Prince was out before R. Kelly, baby.
I know, but they was, you know, coherent.
You know you just made that up, right?
Right.
Okay. Oh, should we be there? Oh, you
whatever,
know.
Whatever, Kev, whatever.
I guess, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I think, I don't know, man. That was, oh, boy. I mean, because he, I don't know, man. I just think that in certain situations, certain motherfuckers should just, you know, like I said, look at what you do first before you get to point your finger.
Right.
Well, I think, man, I mean, if she was bickering in year two, she ain't going to stop in year 13. You know what I mean? He should expect that. She going to bitch. She been bitching for the last 12 years.
Yeah, but you got to think about her. You got to think about what has he been doing for the last 12 years to make her bitch.
That's a good point.
But you have to forgive and forget.
But at the same time, I still don't think relationships work when you just got some kids. I do not believe those work.
You said what?
I tried. I don't believe relationships work when you're there just for the kids. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I mean, where is that noise coming from? Can somebody please take a seat?
Not Peaches.
Hold on, man.
Okay. As the world turns.
Right, I don't know where it's from. But what I was saying was... What I was saying was, me personally, I don't think relationships work when you're there for, you know, for the kids. If you're not there for you and that woman, I don't believe that shit's going to work. If you're there because, you know what I'm saying, I want to see my kids. You know, everybody want to see their kids, you know what I mean? But is it worth your happiness? Is it worth, you know, okay, let's say your kids, too. Your kids, too. You guys, you're into it all the time. Then you say, well, I'm not going to leave until the baby's out of the house. That's 16 years. So you're going to be miserable for 16 years?
Nope.
Come on, man. I don't think that shit works.
You might as well stay after that. I agree.
Let me ask this. I mean, in situations like, okay, all right, now I'm just going to ask you, dog. Like, let's just say if my mom's and my old man broke up today, would you just be like, I can't believe they broke up?
Hell yeah, I would be like that. I mean, they got so many years together.
Right, so I would
be shocked if they broke up.
Okay, so what's the difference? What you say?
I said, so what's the difference between your fam relationship and then the one you just talked about?
Because there ain't no kids in the house.
It's a big
no
well. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But the difference is there has to still be love there. People
right.
just not together with each other. Just
right.
for the kids. They might think that or they might say that, but you're not just there just for the kids and you just continually keep taking things. You're there because you still love the person that you're with. Yeah, being there for the child is an incentive, but you love the person that you're with.
Right.
And if you've gotten comfortable with that person, you know, this is somebody that know you, you know them, and people get comfortable in that life.
Right.
And it just becomes to a point where they don't feel like they want to separate from that person, you know, regardless of how horrible the relationship is or whatever reasons that's keeping them there. But I also don't believe that you're there just for the child. You're just not in a relationship
Hold that thought, Janine. Hold that thought. I'm going to let you come right back. But we got a new caller, though. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. This is Selena.
What's happening?
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Okay, Selena, we're gonna bring you up to speed. But, Janine, go ahead and finish making your point.
Well, I made my point. That was all I was saying. I just don't believe when people say that. That they just there for their child. I don't believe that. You're still sleeping. You're having sex with the person you with. That bond is not leaving. Because you see this person every day. You see what I'm saying? You might say they get on your nerves or whatever and y'all go through stuff. But you're not just there for the child. There has
right.
to be still a connection with you and the person that you're there with. All I'm saying.
Okay. Me personally, I still don't believe those type of relationships work out. I think you're going to be miserable for how long you stay. You're going to be miserable. And then I think that at the end of the day, the kids are going to see that too. It's going to reflect on the kids too at the same time, even though you're there for the kids. Well, you say you're there for the kids.
Right.
It's
sometimes you can break up and still be miserable. Like sometimes leaving ain't necessarily worth it. There's been, you know what I'm saying, situations where a person, you know, couldn't take it no more, they got out of it, and then just found, you know, a worse situation after a worse situation after a worse situation. So it was really, you know what I'm saying, when if you would have just, you know, I guess the word is called settling. I don't know, you know, if that's too strong or whatever, but hell, you know, you could have found a way to deal with what you was going, you know, going with it. Sometimes you have to find shit to do to occupy yourself when you're not happy with the person you with. And it don't necessarily mean cheating, but shit. Find a hobby, you know what I'm saying? Do something, find things to do with yourself. Get some girlfriends. Start a book club. I mean, there's plenty of things you can do. But sometimes breaking up ain't necessarily the most beneficial thing, depending on your situation.
I think if you're in a relationship and you're unhappy and you get into another relationship and you're unhappy and another relationship and you're unhappy, I think you need to be by yourself. Maybe you're the problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're in three different relationships and you're unhappy in all of them, you a motherfucker that need to be single.
Right.
I mean, point blank. Every relationship can't be that fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you the problem and you just don't see it, so you should be by yourself.
Yeah, everybody ain't the relationship type. That's why some people
exactly.
never marry. You know what I'm saying? They live their life single. They might see somebody every once in a while, whatever, but they never marry or settle down. Everybody ain't meant. Everybody ain't cut out for that.
Okay, well, let me ask this. Let me ask a question. All right, let's just say you're in a situation where you've been with this person pretty much just like he said. Like, I mean, he been with her, and she was like, well, we've been together X amount of years. We need to get married. Now, you put yourself in that situation, and you do get married. Now, I mean, do you even work towards trying to make it work, or do you just, I mean, you feel like you doomed from the jump?
I think if you go into it with that type of, like, if that was your circumstances, y'all need to really have some type of understanding. Like, are we, like, we're marrying simply for the benefits of being married, you know what I mean? But have an open marriage or something like that. Like, if it's just, you know, kids and living,
open,
you know. Some people can live with that, but like if you go into it under those terms, you know what I mean? That's what communication comes in.
All right, well, let me ask. Do you think that you could be pressured into getting married? Do you think you could pressure a person into marrying you?
No.
I think you can.
Nobody believes in pressure.
No, because you can't. Why? It wouldn't be happy if somebody's going to pressure me. That's like if you ask to marry me, and you just keep on asking, I'm just going to be like, sound like, yeah, all right, whatever. Come on, let's go do a shit, you know, whatever. But when you ask me to marry me, and I know it's love from the heart, I'm like, come on, baby, yeah, sure, I do. But as long as you ask me every day, every night, no.
Okay, so you really think that ain't nobody ever pressured nobody into marrying them?
All right, hold on. Okay, we're going to start with Lick Stuff. Lick Stuff, you got to answer the question. We're going to do it one at a time, y'all.
Do I think that people can be pressured into marriage? That's the question. I think it's happened. Me personally, I can't see being pressured into marriage. I mean, I can't see no circumstance where, you know, he wanted to marry and I didn't, so I did it just because, you know, just to make him happy. I think that's a miserable situation off top.
Okay. Selena?
I guess.
Think so.
No,
input.
Just,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Nah, yeah, I'm tired. Yeah. Because I'm so tired. I just want to listen. So.
All right. No input whatsoever, dog. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Yeah.
Yes.
Janine, you got an answer with some input?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Janine.
Oh, I should say yeah. People pressure people all the time about getting married. Sometimes people just like it the way it is, you know, the relationship the way it is, and, you know, now they're threatening to leave and all this and that. It's not necessarily that you want to break up, but they might be at a point where they're ready to get married, so they keep talking about it or keep hitting around to it, and then sometimes people just give in.
Okay. All right. Peaches?
I say no. That's just my personal preference, because if you want to marry me and you don't do it in the timeline or the frame line or whatever that we both agreed on, then I'd just be like, okay, it's whatever or whenever, whenever you're ready to do it. But, I mean, I've heard of people getting pressured in it, but then they wasn't happy. Then about 2 years later, they was divorced. You know what I'm saying? I've been with my husband 17 years. A lot of people have been married longer than that I know of. It's all about communication and trust. And if you ain't got communication and trust, you ain't got nothing.
Okay. All right. All right, now, let me give you my answer, dog. I don't believe a woman can be pressured into marriage, but I do believe a man can. I believe a woman can give a man. No, listen. I believe a woman can pressure a man into marrying her by giving him an ultimatum. And then that man has become so comfortable with that woman, at the end of the day, he like, fuck it. I'll go ahead and do it. But in his mind, he probably really didn't want to, but he didn't want to lose her at the same time. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Whereas a woman, she'll tell a motherfucker no and be done with it. No, I'm not married. Fuck it. That's bullshit.
I'm sorry, that's bullshit. I done seen many women get pressured into getting married a whole bunch of times because the man didn't came off over-aggressive or he came strong or he did something so extravagant where they was like, well, I just couldn't say no.
I don't know about that one, dog. I think we're going to have to disagree on that one. I don't think a woman can be pressured into marriage.
So you think every woman wants it? Okay, so you think every woman that said yeah actually really wanted to get married?
I believe that.
Get
at
the
that
fuck
point
out
in time
of here,
where
now.
They were at,
oh,
at that point in time
no.
where they had made like, if you got a woman who ain't never been married before, one of her biggest dreams is her wedding. That's one of her biggest fucking dreams. She already got it planned out. She had it planned out since she was about 13.
You I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, you know what, Tom?
I disagree.
You need to quit with that old white people shit. That old fairy tales.
Yeah,
I ain't going to say
white
people,
shit. Man.
I take that back.
Let me still make your point.
I'm thinking, you know what, we touched on this before. You do make a point because a lot of people don't necessarily want to be married. They want a wedding, and that's two different things. You know what I'm saying? That's two different things. To have a wedding and to be married, to be in a marriage, a wedding is a show. That's just to say you did it. That's just, you know, the flaws of it all. But the actual marriage, some people don't want to be married. They just want that show. They want that spectacular moment where they're the most, you know, special person in the world that day or whatever, and they want everybody to, you know, ooh and ah over them.
Well, at the end of the day, after that big old show you just put on, you stuck with that motherfucker. Did you think about that before the show? You know what I'm saying? Did you think about that before you put on this big extravagant show? You stuck with you said I do to this motherfucker. You there? You can't go anywhere.
Well, you can always say I don't too. Shit. After it's said and done, you know.
You ain't gonna say that shit in front of my mama. I guarantee you ain't gonna say it in front of my mama.
Say what?
My mama still out there. I don't.
I'm talking about after the wedding and stuff is over. Okay, you did the act.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking you're talking about you're going to tell the preacher I don't in front of my mama. I don't think so. Somebody get me.
Okay. Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. What could your mother do?
Exactly.
She is. No, it's what I'm going to do. You could tell me no all day. I ain't tripping. But don't wait till we get to the church. And my mama sitting out there, and now you changing your mind? You could have told me that before I told my mama. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, but
what
maybe she felt pressure.
Right.
Well, she had plenty of chance. I mean, motherfuckers don't get married. You don't say, hey, marry me on Thursday, and then you get married on Friday. Usually you wait a little while. You have plenty of time to change your mind. Why would you go
back to the church? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, you keep saying that, but it happens every day. It happens every day. People get women get pressured into marriage just like men do. For you to sit here and say, well, a woman do. Why do you think it's a lot of times that a woman fucking divorces a man within the first year or something? Because she realized I never wanted to be married no way. I was pressured into saying yeah.
That goes back to, like you said, when you say all women want a wedding is different from a marriage. So you're talking about two different things, actually.
Well, you have to have a wedding in order to be married. So how is it
different? You gave me my day. Right. I tried this shit out. I'm not liking it. Now I'm leaving.
Right.
And that's that.
Right.
Man, y'all crazy as hell.
It happens. It does. It happens every day. Like the man said, it does. It happens every day. Right now, somebody is planning a fucking wedding for this weekend. They really don't necessarily want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you don't want to be married, you shouldn't get married.
True. I mean, it makes sense. You're absolutely right. But everybody don't have that, you know. Everybody.
No.
It's plenty of marriages.
Let's call a spade. let's call a spade a spade. Everybody don't think like you. Because something right. like they yeah. just said, everybody, I mean, like they said, yeah, a woman wants that date, but maybe she just, okay, motherfucker, you the person that's finna give her the, her date. But at the end of that, at the end of it all, yeah, I had my day. I'm cool. And you not the one I really want to be with, but I had my day. We're going to get
well,
we're going to get
that in the beginning.
Well, then we got a misunderstanding. It's about to be some shit. It's about to be some motherfucking shit. I'm not going to stand up there and say I do, and then you really don't, but you say I do anyway, and then later on you're like, well, you ain't the motherfucker. I just wanted a wedding, and you was just there. Fuck that. I got a problem with that.
But what can you do?
Fuck her ass up.
Oh, wow.
Get the shit annulled.
You don't think I have the right?
You got the right to get the marriage annulled and move on with your life. You got the right to be pissed off, and you got the right to say, okay, well, if that's what you married me for, we finna go right back downtown, and we finna have this shit annulled. And that's the end of that. That's what
yeah,
you got the right to
like
do.
You're right. Everybody don't think like me, because I don't think like that. I mean, if you knew
oh,
up front that you didn't want to marry me, you just wanted the fucking date, I think that's bogus as hell. I think that's bullshit.
Well, maybe she didn't know until after, you know, month one, until after the honeymoon was over, that, you know what, you really ain't what I thought you was going to be, or vice versa. It's
okay, then my question going to be, well, what did you think you was going to get? I'm the same motherfucker the day before we got married. I'm the same motherfucker the next day.
You know,
I still got the same tendency.
Ain't nobody the same person. I'm sorry. You're not the same person that person met them first 6 months. You're not. Because, I mean, we all got a persona. I mean, you're not going to sit there and jump up and do everything that you would do 2-3 years later down the line because you're not even comfortable with it. You're not even comfortable with her or not comfortable with him to do all that. So maybe once y'all got married and you said, well, okay, I'm finna let my hair down and I'm finna be me. Maybe he or she was like, well, I don't like this side of you. So let me get the fuck away from you.
Well, but at the same time, though, that's your fault because you put up a front. She never knew who the fuck you was in the beginning.
Well,
If you're gonna marry somebody, you should know who that person is. It shouldn't be a 360-degree change after y'all say I do. That's all I'm saying.
It should be, but sometimes it is.
Some people get married
all I'm
too
saying
fast.
Is that in
some
a lot of cases, it is.
Fast. And that's only because they get married too fast before you even get to know the person. Because within that first year, you don't know the person you with. And really, to be honest, you really don't know the person until you live with them.
Right.
Oh, I agree with that
100%. So now, you be like, okay, well, this is different. I mean, you then spent the night a couple of nights, and for the most part, she done woke up before you did and brushed her teeth, and you know what I'm saying? But now, hell, y'all live together, motherfucker. I ain't gonna wake up at no 5 o'clock in the morning brushing my teeth so I can kiss you. Fuck you. Now you sitting here talking about, damn, you know, you used to be minty fresh. Now smell old. Now you smell like old baked chicken or something on the breath. Now, fuck you.
Oh, that's nasty.
You got no
exactly.
That is the same thing, man. But hold on, man. We got a new caller, y'all. Hold on. Caller, what's that? Who this?
Pimples.
Who?
Hello. Pimples.
Pimples. Okay, what's that?
Hey, I ain't want shit. I was just trying to see what y'all talking about.
Have you ever been married?
Have what?
Have you ever been married?
No.
Oh, okay.
You mind?
Do you want to be married?
Yeah.
Do you want to be married?
I do.
At some point?
Okay. I do.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're probably the youngest person on the show right now. Do you have your wedding already planned out?
Yeah, no. And the reason why I say that is because, I mean, I know how I want my wedding, but if it don't go exactly how I want it, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? It's the thought that counts.
Okay, but you know exactly what you want already. You're nowhere near getting married, correct?
No, not now.
But you already know how you want your wedding to be.
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying to prove my point, that's all. And you just proved it for me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hold on.
Let me ask a question then. All right, let's just say your wedding day came, and it was the way you wanted it. I mean, but then you find out that the person that you married, not the person you really thought he was. What you going to do?
He's stuck. I mean, it depends. I mean, he's going to be stuck regardless because I feel like if you get married, there's no point of getting a divorce. I feel like everything could be worked and not be worked out. So, now, if he's doing something outrageously, just constantly cheating and shit like that, then there's just no point. We might as well have an open marriage. But, you know, other than that, I mean, everything could be worked out.
Okay, let's just say, for instance, okay, now you hear her. She say he's stuck. All right, well, so that means you going to stay there being miserable?
No, I ain't going to be miserable. Now, if it's just like that, that's what I'm saying. If it's that bad where it's just not able to be worked at all, then I'm going to be gone. I'm not going to stay nowhere where I'm miserable. That's what I'm not going to do.
I'm just saying he's not changing. He's not going to change. I mean, and his thing is, I was like this when you met me.
Oh, nah, because, see, first of all, I'm not about to marry nobody who acting like that anyway from Jump Street. So let's just say, for instance,
me and you meet each other. We meet each other. We date a couple of times. We, you know, I may come spend a night at your house a couple of times. You might come spend a night at my house. Now, let's just say we get to living together. Now, you notice that, shit, when I take my socks off, I throw them on the floor. I don't pick them up. I don't put them in a hamper. I throw socks and drawers on the floor. Wherever they land is where they going to be. Now, that might drive you crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's only small, though.
Okay. Now, let's just say I asked you to marry me. Now, I pulled this extravagant. I mean, I'm talking about I got you downtown up on the motherfucking... I mean, on a platform, well, you know, at the Coke game or some shit, where I got you on the Titantron, and I say, marry me. I mean, do you feel at any point like, okay, do you feel like you'd be pressured into saying yeah?
In a way, yes, because why would you want to just shut somebody down like that and they trying to be so extravagant and stuff with it?
Okay. So in other words, you really didn't want to marry him. You just did it because of the way he asked you.
Right.
That's wrong.
Because you felt pressured, right? You felt pressured.
Right.
All these lights, everything, the glitz and glamour all around. That's putting some pressure on you,
right? And he's obviously expecting a yes, like, or he wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I was just trying to prove my point.
Right, but you were gonna pick those drawers off that floor too.
Fuck out of here with that shit. That's my line.
You gonna pick them drawers up and them socks? You ain't got no maid. I ain't your mom. I'm your wife. It's a difference.
Well, technically, if you're his wife, you're his maid too.
I ain't no maid. My name ain't Auntie Mama. I ain't no pancake.
Well, you need to stay at your house. You need to stay at your own house because if you ain't cleaning up, then you might as well stay at home.
Hey, that's why
we
do this.
We married, we in this thing together. I'll be like, look, I cleaned up. You see me clean this house, it's thick and thin because I'm a knee freak. Clean this, pick them drawers up.
No.
Okay, don't pick them up. And I guarantee you, you'll wear them tomorrow to work.
How you figure?
You ain't gonna know what's clean and dirty. You want to just assume that I done washed all the clothes and did everything,
Fold them up and then we can fold them up.
I know what draws just came. I know what draws just came off me. Hey,
She done threw the rest of them out because you wouldn't pick them up. That's the only pair of draws you got. It's either that or commando. Okay.
Oh well, shit. You already know what's about to happen then.
You free
I'm gonna burn all your shit. Oh yeah, hey, both of us, we gonna be some fucked up individuals then. We gonna be some fucked up individuals. I'm burning
now,
all your shit.
Now, let me ask that question to all the women: is it fair for the men to throw their stuff down on the floor after we clean up?
It ain't cold, but it's fair.
No, where's my ladies at? Listen, so.
Nah, of course it's not fair, but you know what I'm saying?
But that's the way the cookie crumbles. Get them draws.
Cookie crumbles this.
I'm just saying. If you got kids, you're cleaning up anyway. So I'm cleaning up after my man.
Thank you.
And I'm going to cook my man. And I'm cleaning up after him. So that's
say
just,
that.
That's
just how
there you go. That's what
yes,
I'm talking
that's
about.
That's how I feel.
We under the same roof. I mean, hell, what I'm going to do? Because I'm not going to sit around and look at your drawers just because you refuse to pick them up. Eventually, I'm going to pick exactly. them up. I'm not going to sit
right.
there. That's just like the kids. You know, you could tell them all day. But
right.
They sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. So what's wrong
right.
with
but I forgot when you get married, you got you another kid on your hand.
Well, I don't look at it like that, but
yeah, a man is just like a baby.
You just pick them draws up. See, you know what?
All right, I'll pick them up, Daddy.
This is why they get the diamonds, this is why the women get the diamonds, and the other women and the other women don't get nothing. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't
so
do
I'm going to start picking up some draws.
Yeah, you might want to pick up some draws. You ain't want to pick up no draws.
Women need to stop making it look seem like we're weak because we take care of our men.
And I don't mind. I take care of mine from top to bottom A to Z.
When
it
all
goes down,
that makes us stronger. That makes us stronger than any other woman.
And that's really what the fuck, I mean, yeah, I hate to say it, but that's really what the fuck we do. That's what we do. We take care. We take care of our children. We take care of ourselves. We take care of our men. That's just what the fuck
that's
we
what
do.
We do. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask another question. We take care of our men, but that still ain't good enough for them. They still go out and cheat. Now, you know what? I didn't say all men, babies. I didn't say all men, Father Time and Cass. I said majority.
Whatever. Wrong with that bullshit.
I honestly believe happy men, happy people do not cheat. Happy relationships don't cheat.
Say that.
Thank you.
You are
Thank
correct. You are correct. I've never, ever cheated on my wife. I never cheated on her, ever.
And I never, ever cheated on my husband?
When you're happy, you're happy. If you ain't happy, then you just ain't happy.
Right.
But I ain't never cheated on. I mean, there's a few times, you know, a motherfucker have the opportunity. But I'm like, shit, it ain't worth a divorce for a quick piece of ass. I don't think it's worth a divorce.
Right.
I ain't never heard so many angels in Sin City in all my life. Boy, you motherfucker. Real talk. I ain't never heard so many angels in Sin City. But okay.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this.
You know me, man. You know how I sound like that, dog. How many times have you ever known me to cheat?
Cass, you know me. You know Peaches. Come on now.
Hold on, man. Seriously. Straight up, me and you. How many times have you ever known me to cheat? Since we've been knowing each other. We've known each other almost 40 years.
Damn.
How many times have you ever known me to cheat?
Well, I know one time that she was about to cheat, but she told on you.
But he still didn't cheat.
Hey, I ain't perfect.
I ain't perfect.
Hold on. You said he didn't. Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. You said he didn't cheat. It wasn't no.
Right.
It wasn't by his. It wasn't by him. If he had anything to do with it, that Lincoln was gonna be rocking up and down right then and there.
Oh, okay.
Technically, we were not together at that point in time anyway. I know what
you're
saying.
Oh, okay. So he still didn't cheat. They wouldn't
anyway.
Give.
Well, it wasn't even considered cheating.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So he didn't cheat.
I didn't cheat.
Right. Good job, Father John. Fine. Father John.
Right. Damn, Father John.
Who called me Father John?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Peaches always call you Father John on accident. I know it's Father Time. It just be Father John if there's a time and a moment.
Say, no! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Oh, I got one more for you, too.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
Well, give me my 75 pump before it's over.
Hell no.
My name is Father Time, not no goddamn Father John.
I said Father Time. I apologize for making my mistake. At least I'm a woman that has to say it. I apologize to my...
I'm just messing with you, girl. I'm just messing with you. You're having some fun. Damn,
oh, I know. You just ready for a good old-fashioned spanking. That's all you want.
Hey, Peaches.
What?
Can I say something to you? Just me and you talking. Can I say something to you?
You can say anything you want, baby.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Now go get my money.
All right. What time you want me back, Daddy?
And that also means pick up my drawers.
Okay, I'll pick them up. And make sure you have some fresh clean laying on the bed.
I'll tell you, boy.
I make sure your bath is ran. I make sure your blunt is rolled. I make sure your beer is sitting there. I make sure your dinner is nice and hot. And I'll be sitting right there waiting on you when you finish.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Y'all tell me if y'all think this is cool. Okay, listen. My sister smokes weed, right? So for Christmas, what I'm going to do for her for Christmas is I'm going to buy her one of those purple blunts, right? And I'm going to go outside and I'm going to get some grass from the yard. I'm going to put it in one of those brown envelopes that the weed come in. You know what I'm saying?
You wrong.
Give it to her for a Christmas present.
No, that's wrong.
Y'all think that's cool?
Well, she gonna know something is up if you put it in the brown envelope. Don't nobody do that no more. What's wrong with you?
I ain't bought no damn weed in 30 years.
You are
last
wrong.
It was in a brown envelope.
You wrong.
Oh, shit.
Put some seeds in that motherfucker.
I'm about to whoop you.
Hey,
well,
I'll tell y'all.
Well, she's better. She's going to know it is. It ain't going to smell like no good stuff, so.
I'm going to tell her it's that dro. It's that new dro from Cuba.
I'm about to hit you upside your head, and if she smoked that, oh, my God, I am going to hurt you. I don't smoke.
If she roll that shit up, I'm going to videotape it. I'm going to put it on the slide. I swear to God, I am.
I know you
are,
and I'm going to fall out. I promise I am.
Oh, shit, I hope it worked. I hope it worked, dog.
But
she
then after you
play
that joke for her, make sure you have the real deal for her.
I don't buy weed. I don't smoke weed. I don't buy weed. But I
ain't mad at you because I don't either.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little Christmas joke.
Right. It's like a little joke.
Do it again, Cass.
It's just a prank, man. It's a little joke.
Nah, you wouldn't want nobody to do you like that.
I don't smoke, so they can't get me like that.
No, I'm talking about any other way. They can get you any kind of way. You drink. You love to drink. What if they go in there and make some good old cold iced tea beer and put it in your thing and put a little liquor around it and it smells like liquor and you get to drinking it?
Hey, it's a joke. I can take a joke. I can laugh at myself.
Right.
I think it's going to be fun, especially if she keeps it.
Okay.
Well, what if she puts her pee in a bottle and drink it?
Right. And that's just what I was about to say. That was remember when we was in Westbrook and they poured old boy 40 out and they pissed in it, put it in the refrigerator, and he drunk it?
Hell no.
That's different, man. That's not a joke, man. That's not a prank. That's different.
That is a prank.
That's a
hell of a prank. Right, that's a fight. That shit about to get
dead. It's about
prank
to get
dead. Well, okay, now what if she said, what if a dog shitted in his grass and you didn't let me smoke it?
Exactly.
You know I ain't got no damn dogs.
Yeah, I can't.
Just because you ain't got no dogs, that don't mean it ain't shitted in the grass or pissed in the grass.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, it's just a joke. I ain't gonna let her smoke it, but if she roll it up, you know, when she roll it up and get ready to put flame to it, I'll let her know it's a joke then.
A real weed smoker should know anyway.
Right.
That it ain't weed. What is this shit?
It's all funny.
You can look at it and smell it and tell it ain't weed, so she should know off the bat.
Right, exactly. I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get her.
Before she
can
put it in the swisher.
Right, you don't blame her. She's a motherfucking expert. I know, man, but it's going to be funny as hell because she's going to open that shit and be like, you bought me some weed? That's going to fuck her head up right there. You actually spent some money on some reefer? You know?
Y'all know.
I'm going to laugh about
y'all that. Y'all know that motherfucker. Oh, he's still calling the reefer.
Yeah, you know your boy didn't come through for me, dog. That motherfucker didn't even come through for me, man. I was supposed to get the shit today, man. That motherfucker went on some phone. Dirty motherfucker. You mind telling you about the card and the weed?
Well.
He come through, man.
Well, we already said if it was too good to be true, it usually is.
I guess it was. I was pumped up like motherfucker.
I'll go for you, go to sleep.
I'm going to tell y'all if it worked, though. I'm going to tell y'all if she laughed or get mad. I'm going to be honest.
I can't wait to see this.
She can't whoop my ass, so ain't too much she can do but get mad.
Drop it like it's hot.
I don't know about that one, though. You lost a lot of weight, dog.
Shit, she still can't whoop my ass. I don't give a fuck if I'm 50 pounds. You know what I mean? The only way she whoop my ass is if I'm in a wheelchair. That's the only way I'm going to lose. Come on, dog. You going to let your little sister whoop your ass? No, it's not going to happen.
Fucking with her weed, she might put you in a wheelchair.
Playing with my emotions, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm going to buy a real blunt, though. I'm actually going to spend $1 on one of them little purple blunts. Whatever the purple ones is called. Somebody told me they had purple ones. I didn't know that, so I'm going to buy one of them motherfuckers.
I'm fucking great one.
Grace Wish.
Grace Wish. Okay, there you go. Grace Wish. I know what I'm talking about when I go in there and ask one. You know, what was it again? Grape Swisher.
All right, y'all.
I am about to walk in.
It is time to get up out of here.
I know y'all got. Hey, who cooking? What the plates at? Shit, me and my me and Tama need some plates. Who cooking?
I'm cooking right
your
now.
Father, who's doing your father more than welcome to come to Peach's house.
Who doing chilling?
I don't mess around.
No,
nobody
I ain't
doing
none this year.
Yeah.
I didn't get none. I wanted some, too, but I ain't
even
get none.
Hey, let me ask you a question. When you go get them, do you get the ones in the red bucket?
No, you know, that's how they used to do it back in the day. They got them in the bags where they pre-clean, but basically you still clean them. But, you know, they easier, you know, you don't have to clean them as much as you did the ones in the bucket. So they be having, like, the ones in the bags. They call them pre-clean, but you still got to clean them, though.
You can't work out? Damn. Chillin's got to be the nastiest thing on the fucking planet. I don't see how people eat that shit.
You crazy.
That's
nasty. You come up with some hog maws. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now your house turn like dead dogs.
That pig stomach, both of pig stomach in there.
Yeah.
Oh,
that shit good as hell. Throw some hot sauce on it.
You crazy.
I ain't even hungry no more.
Okay. I was straight
from
going
to
eat
me a fish. Damn, that pig stomach just got me right there.
Y'all don't know that's what people do. They mix all that don't be chilling. They mix that together.
I don't eat that shit anyway.
You know what? Then you can never, ever do. Here, just taste it. Mm-mm. I already know what you can put in there.
Hey, let me ask a question, go to all the ladies before we got it. I'm gonna start with you, Peaches. What's on your menu for tomorrow?
Well, I got me some turkey ham, homemade dressing, not stuffing, homemade macaroni and cheese, collard greens, mac and cheese, homemade cornbread, and, you know, sweet potato pies. I made a yellow cake with chocolate frosting, coconut cake, and dinner rolls, and a big old tall glass of water.
Good-ass meal. Janine, what's on your menu for tomorrow?
Regular stuff. Turkey ham, macaroni dressing. I do mustard and turnip greens. And let's see, cornbread, the rolls, some sweet potatoes, pineapple upside down, cake, yellow cake, chocolate icing, some lemon meringue pies, and sweet potato pie.
I know that's right.
I got some pineapple upside down cake right upstairs right now. And don't nobody fuck with it because they already have it. Don't fuck with my cake. That's my particular cake. That and my mama's banana pudding. Don't fuck with it.
I use my banana pudding for Christmas.
You ain't taste my banana pudding.
I don't know if it's better than my mama. Dippo, you eat at your mama's house or you cook?
No. No, I've been invited somewhere else, so I'm going somewhere else.
Okay. All right. Liquor store, what's on your menu?
I got two chickens. I got some greens, mashed potatoes and gravy. I got macaroni and cheese. I got black eyed peas. I make cookies. I got some fried corn. I think that's all I'm doing.
See all the ladies I created. Now watch this, y'all. Ladies, watch this. What's on your menu, dog?
Beer.
Did he say beer?
Beer and a football game.
Y'all see the difference?
Yes. It's a woman's world.
So you going somewhere else to eat?
Oh, and some cornbread. I forgot I made cornbread too.
You just hit me ask the ladies who fixing us a plate. Work with me, dog.
Okay.
You're going to get him some takeout.
I'm down with it. Hey, ladies, y'all got some good dishes. I wish I could get a plate from everybody. I ain't lying.
Right.
I would get a plate from everybody. Mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. I love cornbread.
Now, wait a minute. When you bag up on your mashed potatoes, you make sure they're from scratch. Don't anybody want your box of mashed potatoes?
We don't do that box shit.
These young kids nowadays, they come up with this box stuff. I look at them, girl, if you don't go in that kitchen and get them potatoes and peel them and chop them up and put them in the water and let them boil.
Real talk.
I don't care how you
real
make
talk.
It.
I ain't never heard nobody use no box. I ain't never in my life used no box potatoes.
I don't get that shit from
put
a
everything
box
from
or
scratch.
They got potatoes in the can now, so what?
Well, somebody will come in here with a canned mashed potatoes.
You know what? You know what I didn't hear?
That's
you know what I didn't hear from none of you ladies? One particular dish that I love, I didn't hear nobody say. What's up with the sweet potatoes? The
I make sweet potato yams. I mean, candy yams all the time from scratch, baby. You don't come bringing me no can. Everything I do is from scratch.
I thought I said sweet potato.
You did.
That's number one, too.
Oh, if you said it, I'm sorry. I thought you said sweet potato pie.
No, we
yeah,
said
that too. Yeah, that too,
we just saying the fade.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Why?
He said the yams are the same damn thing.
I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Y'all enjoy yourself. Be safe. And don't drink and drive.
And y'all do the same thing.
Drink, then drive.
No. Motherfucker. Don't drink and drive at all.
That's right.
Drink, stay ass at home. Stay off the streets. You know the police going to be out like a motherfucker tomorrow. It's going to
be talking to the downtown tomorrow. They don't want to listen. Hello.
Man, take us out of here. All this old holy roller is coming up on this show today. Everybody all holier than thou. God damn.
No, man. No.
I'm
ready to
say don't drink and drive.
But I wasn't
going
to be
holier than thou.
I posted been traveling. I didn't plan on cooking shit. My whole shit got ruined. I wound up
mine too. Mine too, but it's a miracle. Hopefully.
Well, I'm sorry for y'all. Liquor Store, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I always enjoy y'all. Good show. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat good, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
What's up, Dimples? You got any last words for us?
Enjoyed the show. I can't wait to get fat. I hope y'all get fat with me. And see y'all next week.
All right. That's what's up. I love when people say see y'all next week because this is radio. I love that. Janine, you got any last words for us? Nobody talked that, huh? Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes. It was a good show. Dang, I can't wait for this day to be freaking over. But I will be here next week.
You can't wait for what to be over? The show?
Today.
Shit, tomorrow.
Oh, today. Okay, I was going to say, damn. I'm trying to end the show now. Shit, give me a chance.
My daughter had her birthday was today, so she wanted to go to the movies. I'm like, girl, you're trying to cook dinner.
How old did she turn?
24. And want people to say happy birthday to her old ass.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, come on now. When is your birthday? You want to hear happy birthday.
Whatever. I want to hear paper fold and go in my pocket on my phone. That's what I want to hear.
All right. Miss Peachy, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I do. I enjoy you guys. I'm telling you, I really make my day when I be having bad days, and I enjoy coming on, try to keep more people coming, and just keep up the good work, and everybody have a safe holiday, watch football, and just stay in the house and stay warm, and I'll see y'all on Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right.
I thought yesterday was Monday, and I forgot.
That's right. Father John forgives you.
Okay, baby.
Words,
thank
though.
You.
You got any last words,
dog? Yeah, man. CNCDRadio.net. Hit us up.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat all the meat y'all want. Enjoy yourselves.
Hey, all right. Hey, Father John, one last thing. You listening?
Hell no, I ain't listening, but go ahead.
I'm about to hurt you. In about 2 minutes after we get off the line, call Cass, okay?
You want me to call him in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Sound like some kind of setup.
Just do what I ask you, please. Thank you.
All right.
All right,
y'all. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We greatly appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. And if you're traveling, be safe. And we out. Peace, love, and happy next week, y'all.
All right, be safe.